Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. We're going to keep the summary of Parshas Teruma short and focused. It starts with Hashem telling Moshe to take contributions from Bnei Yisrael for the purpose of building the Mishkan. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Make for Hashem a sanctuary and he will dwell among them. The rest of the Parsha goes through the details and the dimensions and the features of the Mishkan, from the Mizbeach to the Kruvim to the Menorah to the case for the Lechem Apanim and more. The Parsha goes through the materials needed, precious metals, including a solid block of gold, dyed wools, hides, flax, linen, wood, olive oil, spices, gems, acacia wood, among others. And that's it, it seems. But you know how much reality this parsha creates. The Mishkan, our conduit with Hashem, which actions building it parallel the Briyas HaOlam, forming the basis of Hilchos Shabbos, and so much more. It's not that simple. Anyway, let's shift to a short thought. There's a classic question on this week's Parsha. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, V'yikru li teruma, to take for me teruma. And even if you're not a grammar nerd, you probably noticed it's an odd way to phrase things. Like, shouldn't it say, V'yitnu li teruma, that Bnei Yisrael should give Hashem teruma? So there's a medrash on this week's Parsha that says that Hashem told Bnei Yisrael that, quote, the silver and gold all belong to me. So make the Mishkan, give this donation, and don't say that it's your money because everything is mine. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that this is why it says V'yichu, because you're not giving. The money doesn't belong to you. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that tells the story of the king Mumbaz who gave away all his storehouses to tzedakah. When questioned about doing this, he said, my father put away for others, I'm putting it away for myself. Meaning to say, his father amassed money and passed it on to the next generation. Mumbaz, by giving away his money to tzedakah, is giving it to himself in the form of schosim in the next world. This kind of reminded me of a story told of Sir Moses Montefiore and Queen Victoria. The queen asked Sir Moses what his net worth was, and he replied that he'd get back to her in a few days. A few days later, he gives her a number, and she's a bit insulted, saying, come on, everyone knows you're worth way more than this. Why are you giving me this ridiculous number? And Sir Moses replied, exactly the point we've been making. This is a number that I gave away to charity. This is the only thing I truly possess that makes up my net worth. So getting back to the beginning, nothing is ours. Everything is Hashem's. Hashem said to take teruma because that's what Bnei Yisrael were. And that's what we are in this dynamic. The only way to possess something in this world is to give it away. So when Bnei Yisrael, quote, took teruma for the Mishkan, this finally made those donations their actual possession. Think on that for a minute. In the meantime, wishing you a beautiful Shabbos and see you next Parsha. Don't forget to enter this week's raffle to win cool non-Rebbetzin swag. All you gotta do is ask a question on this week's Parsha. No answer is needed. The form is in the show notes. Congrats to this past week's winner, Julie Meister. Questions or comments, or if you want to sponsor a prize, email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.